unfolding of God in everyone you encounter and in all of your identification with your ego-based world, you'll come to be more like Him and less like that which has tarnished your link to Him. This is the alignment that will bring you back into balance and restore the harmony that is your true egoless nature. And two, improve your vision by looking beyond what your eyes see. Whatever you gaze upon, ask yourself, what is the true essence of what my eyes reveal to me? Wonder about that magical something that awakens a tree in the springtime and places blossoms where frozen limbs existed only a few weeks before. Inquire, what is the energy behind the creation of that mosquito, or behind my every thought, for that matter? Do the same thing with everything you hear as well. Those sounds emerge from and return to a silent world. Improve your hearing by listening for the quiet sounds. Awe and gratitude will grow when you embrace this forever principle. But even greater than this, you'll awaken to new possibilities that include your own divine magnificence. Your mind will free itself from a false identification with the transitory world, and you'll see the eternal in all things. Yes, Lao Tzu tells you, you'll transform your life by being in spirit. It is here that you will recognize what Rumi poetically offered some 1,500 years after Lao Tzu's powerful words. Quote, every tree and plant in the meadow seem to be dancing, those which average eyes would see as fixed and still. Unquote. I urge you to see the dance of how things have always been in the unseen, the unheard, and the untouched present. Do the Tao now. Take note of as much invisibleness as you can when gazing at a tree, a distant star, a mountain, a cloud, or anything else in the natural world. Embrace the principle that allows it to be, and then turn it inward and do the same for your own physical existence. It is the principle that expands your lungs and beats your heart and grows your fingernails. Live in this principle for 10 minutes today and take note of how you feel connected to your source of being. The 15th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, the ancient masters were profound and subtle. Their wisdom was unfathomable. There is no way to describe it. One can only describe them vaguely by their appearance. Watchful, like men crossing a winter stream, alert, like men aware of danger, simple as uncarved wood, hollow like caves, yielding like ice about to melt, amorphous like muddy water. But the muddiest water clears as it is stilled, and out of that stillness life arises. He who keeps the Tao does not want to be full, but precisely because he is never full, he can remain like a hidden sprout and does not rush to early ripening. Unquote. Living an unhurried life. This 15th verse speaks of ancient masters who enjoyed an indescribably profound level of cooperation with their world. Lao Tzu uses similes to dramatize the flexible and peaceful lives of these sages. Imagine crossing an icy winter stream that might crack at any moment, remaining cautious and watchful, while at the same time alert to imminent danger. These descriptors paint a picture of those who live unhurriedly, but are also in a profoundly aware state. Consider the two ways of being presented in this verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, to meld into, and therefore become at one with, your immediate surroundings. And then, simultaneously, stay so relaxed that your stillness allows all things around you to settle, resulting in a deep clarity. Keep alert and subtly aware, and at the same time, stay still within. Not rushing or demanding, but totally in charge of your inner world. This passage of the Tao reminds me of these words of the Bible, be still and know that I am God, from Psalms 46:10. The place of your origination is stillness, from which all of creation comes. Stay in a creative, simple state, which Lao Tzu describes as uncarved wood, symbolizing beginner's mind and unlimited potential. Have a mind that's willing to flow with life and be shaped by the eternal forces of the Tao. See yourself as all of these things mentioned in this 15th verse of the Tao. Watchful, yet relaxed and peaceful. Alert, yet unhurried and confident. Yielding, yet willing to be still and wait for the waters to become clear. This verse reminds you that through nature, everything ultimately becomes clear. Your purpose is to stay in harmony with nature, like the sprout hidden beneath the surface of the ground, waiting unhurriedly to emerge and fulfill its destiny. It cannot be rushed, nor can anything in nature. Creation takes place on its own timetable. The metaphor is clear here for you as well. You are unfolding in divine order. All that you require will be provided in an unhurried fashion. Let go of your demands and trust in the perfect unfolding of the Tao. Be in a state of watchful gratitude and aligned with the way. In attempting to access the mind and intentions of Lao Tzu through meditation and research on the Tao Te Ching, here's what I believe he would say to us today. First, stop chasing your dreams. Allow them to come to you in perfect order with unquestioned timing. Slow down your frantic pace and practice being hollow like the cave and open to all possibilities like the uncarved wood. Make stillness a regular part of your daily practice. Imagine all that you'd like to experience in life and then let go. Trust the Tao to work in divine perfection as it does with everything on the planet. You don't really need to rush or force anything. Be an observer and receiver rather than the pushy director of your life. It is through this unhurried unfolding that you master your existence in the way of the Tao. And secondly, get in the flow of life and allow yourself to proceed gently down the stream. Give up the struggling and start trusting in the wisdom of the Tao. What is yours will come to you when you aren't trying to push the river. You've probably been encouraged to actively direct and go after all of your desires all of your life. Now it's time to trust in the eternal wisdom that flows through you. The way of life according to Lao Tzu, translated by Witterbeiner in 1944, poetically sums up this 15th verse of the Tao in this way. Quote, how can a man's life keep its course if he will not let it flow? Those who flow as life flows know they need no other force. They feel no wear, they feel no tear, they need no mending, no repair. Unquote. Great advice for living an unhurried life. Do the Tao now. Stop right now. Take 10 minutes to sit quietly while contemplating all that you have and all that is